Zohar Le'am, Bereshit.
Zohar, Bereshit, one, part one, Genesis, one, volume two.
Page 185 in Hebrew, item 308. Again, Zohar for all, Bereshit, Genesis. In Hebrew, it's the second volume, page 185. We are in the article, The Correction of the Lower World, in item 308. The difference between the zivug of the upper world of Bina and the zivug of the lower world of Bina is that the upper world descends to the lower world to emanate the lower world of Zon, the small Zon. It is filled by a zivug from the upper light in the path of one degree that is on her, like the blocked, hidden, and concealed trail of above. The Malchut, that is the two, sorry, Malchuyot are called Manula, a lock, and Miftacha, opening. The Malchut, that is Manula, operates in upper Abba Ve'ima, from the two Malchuts. She locks there the zivug of the illumination of Chochmah, so the Yud would not come out of Avir the Abba Ve'ima. Hence, Abba Ve'ima remain in pure Avir, air, in covered chasadim. Therefore, the Manula, lock, is called the blocked, hidden, and concealed trail. The Miftacha, the opening, operates in Yeshsut, opening in them the Mochin of illumination of Chochmah, and the Yud comes out of their Avir, and they become light. For this reason, Malchut of Yeshsut is called a path or a way, since all the Mochin of illumination of Chochmah appear in her. It was said that it is filled by a zivug from the upper light in the path of one degree, the degree of Miftacha, that is over the lower world, Yeshsut, and she is in Yeshsut like a blocked, hidden, and concealed trail of above, in Abba Ve'ima.
We are using the Book of Zohar for the time being as an upper force that would carry out certain actions on us as we advance towards the purpose of creation. The Zohar, radiance, is the name of the light that shines on us from the Rosh of the world of Atzilut, where the light of the end of correction resides. That's why this book is called this way, and we have to yearn for that great special illumination. And if we aim towards the center of the group, towards the connection between us, in order to be sanctified by this light and become sacred, sacred means separate from the will to receive, that we want to acquire the intention of bestowal, then if, especially when we read this book in such a large quantity of people here and all over the world, then surely we are inviting this light, we're drawing it, and we can feel its actions. The students of Rabbi Shimon were able to do it from the great hate that they felt before the lesson, up to the great achievement, these great attainments that they've reached during the lesson. Truly, from below all of reality, the greatest minus to the highest height, all the way to the end of correction. Just like Rabbi Shimon felt himself as Shimon from the market, belonging to the animate degree only, and understood that he is now before a great ascent. And that's how we should also hope for. But again, this is all from aiming ourselves together towards connection in the center of the group with the help of the reforming light through the Book of Zohar that would influence us. Please.
We're continuing with one of them.
And then what's written here, we can discover in practice, in actuality, what is this reality where these things are revealed? What are they? Please.
One of them is a narrow trail in Abba Ve'ima, and one of them is a path in Yeshsut. The one below is a path, as it is written, and the path of the righteous is as the light of dawn that shines more and more unto the perfect day. The one above, Abba Ve'ima, is a narrow trail, as it is written, a trail that the eagle does not know. That is, there is no zivug there called knowing. This is why it is written, a trail that the eagle does not know, since it is unknown. It is written, who makes a way in the sea, meaning Yeshsut, that were corrected in Malchut of Miftacha, called a path. And a path in the mighty waters, means Abba Ve'ima, where Malchut of Manula, called path or trail, was established. It is so because the male of Manula is called a trail, and Nukva is called a route, as it is written, your way is in the sea, meaning Yeshsut, whose correction is in Malchut of the way. And your path in the great waters is Abba Ve'ima, whose correction is in Malchut of the narrow trail. When the upper world of Bina is included in the lower world, and she emanated the lower world of Zon, the small Zon, were emanated in Miftacha, called way or path. Hence, they too receive illumination of Chokhmah like Bina's lower world.
If we want to reach Miftacha, all of us must concentrate on the center point, our center point. By that, we open this point and becomes a gate, a gateway.
When the upper world of Bina, Abba Ve'ima, which are in Malchut of Manula, called a trail or a path, were filled in the zivug of the upper light on their Malchut, and were impregnated by the light, like a nukva that is impregnated by the male, they emitted and begot two offspring as one, male and female, Zon. They are heaven and earth, like the upper world of Bina, Abba Ve'ima, since they too were established in Malchut of Manula, like them. This is why they are in covered chasadim as well. It has been clarified that the difference between the upper heaven and earth, which came from Bina's upper world, and the lower heaven and earth, which came from Bina's lower world, is that the upper ones are only in covered chassadim, because they were established in Malchut of Manula, which is not known. The lower ones are in disclosed chassadim that are disclosed in illumination of Chokhmah, because they were established in Malchut of Miftacha, which is known, a path. And it is written about her, and the path of the righteous is as the light of dawn that shines more and more unto the perfect day. 309. The earth is nourished by the waters of the heaven, and their waters are thrown in it. That is, she receives from the heaven, Zeranpin, both the nourishments for the sustenance of the earth, the Nukva, as well as the male waters for begetting the souls, like semen that is fired like a begetting arrow. However, the male is the upper one, and the Nukva is the lower one. The upper waters is the earth, which she received from the heaven. They are males. And the lower waters in herself are females. The lower waters are nourished by the male waters, the upper waters that she received from the heaven. The lower waters in the earth call the upper water in the heaven to give them what they need, like a female that is open to receive from the male, and shoots lower water opposite the male upper water to beget souls. Likewise, the nukva is nourished by the male because the male has nothing of her own. She receives from the male both the nourishments, the abundance for her sustenance, and the begetting of the souls. This is why it is written, and the earth, with an added vav, and, to the word et, the, indicating the male in the land. There are male and female in heaven, consider the upper heaven and earth, and there is also male and female in the earth, considered lower heaven and earth.
Questions? Everything is clear. Yes or no? What?
There's a little bit of confusion between annulment. How is the transition between self-annulment and the commonplace? How is this transition done?
I don't understand. When I try to annul myself, and then what?
So there are several possibilities. There's an option that I might annul myself for the connected place, for the connection in the group.
Yes.
And there's a possibility. I'm still working with myself, seemingly. So the question is, does this cover everything?
No, we'll see later. First, work in that, and then you'll see what happens. Can you attach to yourself a prayer, a request for everyone, to see everyone together in the general nullification? Because we said that your friends are not your friends. It's what appears to you this way, but in truth, it's all an imaginary world. And when you want to see everyone in your eyes, because everything is each judges according to his own flaws, and I want to see them whole and everyone together in the center of the ten. That's it. That's what I'm praying about. Now, when we study the Zohar, it's not important for us what the Zohar is saying. What's important is how much power we receive from it. That's it. Is that clear? Imagine to yourself that you're doing certain work. You have to do certain work, and you're constantly thinking of the reward. That's it, the reward. What is the reward? The force of bestowal that we can receive from being present at the reading of the Zohar. Present. Maybe I don't understand anything. Maybe not even Hebrew or English. It's also not important. There were times that the sages prayed to forget what they learned, because then, in a simple, naive way, they would come to connection, to the study and to the connection. Please.
310, sorry. It is written, raise your eyes on high and see who has created these. Letters were engraved in the whole of the work of creation, both in the upper work, Bina, and in the lower work, Malchut. Afterwards, the letters were inscribed and completed. Bina is called Elohim, whose five letters are Kachab Tum. When Malchut rose to Bina of Bina, under the Chokhmah in her, Bina and Tum in her departed from her and fell to Zon, leaving two Sfirot, Keter Chokhmah, in Bina, which are the two letters Mi of Elohim. And the three Sfirot, Bina and her tomb, that fell from her, are the three letters Ele of Elohim. This is who, Mi, has created these, Ele. Created means took out. And Mi took out the letters Ele, outside of Bina. This taking out is considered the engraving of the letters, which means Kelim. Afterwards, Bina lowered Malchut to her place as before and returned the letters Ele to her degree, where they rejoined the letters Mi in her, and the holy name Elohim, God, was completed once again. The returning of the letters Ele to the name Elohim is regarded as inscribing the letters, the completion of their forms, since since now they have become fit for reception of all the mochin. Because by Malchut's ascent to Bina, the letters Ele descended outside of Bina. This is considered the engraving of the letters. This engraving was done in both Bina and Malchut, because as the letters Ele descended from Bina, so they descended from all the degrees below Bina. Afterwards, the letters were inscribed and completed. Then, when Bina returned the letters Ele, and the name Elohim was completed, the letters, which are the Kelim, were inscribed and completed. He calls it an inscription, because the disclosure of the current Mochin is according to the engraving that was done before. This is why it is regarded as the form of the letters being engraved first. Afterwards, the inscriptions were made inside the engravings of those inscriptions and were completed for their task. The letters were engraved in words in the beginning created, meaning in the letters Bet, in the words Bereshit and Bara, created. The two letters Bet imply the time of Katnut and the engraving that was made in Bina. The letters Aleph in the word Elohim and in the word Et, the, is considered inscribing and completion of the letters. Bet in Bereshit Bara, certainly, Bet of Bereshit Bara means took out. The Bet took the letters Ele outside by the force of the upper world, Bina, called Elohim, which left the letters Mi in her and took out the letters Ele in her. The letter Bet is a female and the letter Aleph is male. That is, the letter Bet indicates Katnut, Vak, without a Rosh, considered a female. And the letter Aleph indicates Gadlut, obtainment of Gar, considered a male. It is so because a male indicates wholeness, completeness, and a female, incompleteness. The letter Bet of Bereshit Bara indicates engraving of the letters. And the letter Aleph of Elohim It indicates inscription and completion of the letters. As the Bet of Bereshit took her out by the force of the upper one, the degree of Bina, who remained in Vak without a Rosh, because she took the letters Ele out, so Aleph of Elohim emanated the letters Aleph to Taf, which are all 22 letters, at the degree of Bina, since the word et, the or of, contains Aleph, Taf, indicating the 22 letters from Aleph to Taf. The Bet of Bereshit Bara indicates the engraving of the letters, the descent of the letters Ele outwards, for which she remained with only the two letters Mi, which are Vak. The Aleph indicates the completion of the letters, the return of the letters Ele to the degree. They joined the letters Mi, and the name Elohim was completed, as it is written, Elohim et. Once the name Elohim was completed, he emanated all 22 letters implied in the word Et, from Aleph to Tav, which mean Kelim and Mochin of Gar, like the 22 letters, which are the Kelim that suffice to clarify the completion of the Chochmah. This Mochin that he emanated to the complete Bina, called Elohim, which are the whole of the 22 letters, were emanated inside Bina herself, because as Bri'ah, the engraving, was in Bina, called Reshit, the completion implied in Aleph was also made in Bina. The words the heaven with the letter He indicate that He, Binah, which was completed, emanated the Zeh Anpin, who is called heaven, giving him life and rooting him. Life means mochin of illumination of Chokhmah, because the light of Chokhmah is called the light of Chaya. Rooting him means that Zeh Anpin himself does not need illumination of Chokhmah, because he is established in covered chassadim, but these mochin are rooted in him to impart them upon the nukva. This is why it was said, and to root him, to make him a root for the nukva.
Are there any questions?
How do we correctly use the Zohar in order to turn the hatred and anger that we have before the reading to connection and love?
You have hate and anger? Great. To me, to the Zohar, or what? Who are you angry about?
The friends at the 10. Anger, hatred.
Just like that? We have a great one among us.
That's not me.
We ask Zohar, everything that he reads, let him read. I don't need to hear what he's reading. I can hear it. I can also study it. There is what. By the way, Zohar speaks differently than Tess and Pticha preface. It's an easier, softer way, more understood.
So
you enjoy it and you begin to feel closer. It's in the middle. This is very
rasmi,
formal. Just to study and that's it. Without bringing it closer to the person. Official, it's like an official document. And the Zohar is half a step closer. It's like it's halfway in the distance between us and Tess. He explains nicer with examples. It's softer, it's more inviting. It invites us to participate with our emotion. But that's not the main thing about it. The main thing about it is that by this study, we can pray. Pray meaning to imagine to ourselves the desired state. Not just, I'm asking. You have to create inside of you a template. Everyone hears? A desirable template. What do I want to happen? If I don't understand exactly what needs to happen, I can ask. If I know more or less what I want, how do I come to it? Help me in my emotion, in my reason, and my action. All three things. And then I'm constantly in this correspondence, as we call it. I'm conversing with the book. And then the book becomes not a book, but a source of the Zohar, of the radiance, the higher radiance that comes to us from Gal Vatzilut, from the end of correction, truly. So, but by that we have to become similar to the 10 of Rabbi Shimon. Otherwise it wouldn't happen. Everything works according to the equivalence of form. So as much as we desire to be like them, to be the same place, the same attainment, it doesn't matter that we're nothing. But we want to be grown-ups. Great. It helps. That's it.
Itai
from Australia is asking, how can it be that the nukva that begets is not considered a bestower but a receiver? Rav, I don't know. I'm not
studying that. I'm studying something else. I didn't even hear that. Okay? Hanoch? This hatred that's getting constantly renewed. Rav, which, Hanoch, the hate. You feel hate, you come to Zohar, Rav, in the group, Hanoch, yeah. And you ask to overcome it, you ask to love. And then it kind of dims out a little bit, and then it comes back. Rav, sure. Hanoch, is this the line of work? Rav, yes. Right, left. You try to add the right, and against that, they'll arrange the left. Hanoch. And the right, do you feel it as strong as the left? It becomes love at some point, or is it always... Rav, no. It appears in the middle line. You'll have to sail in the middle line. But it comes on its own. We have to only care about the right, the love. And the hate will be underneath it all the time, sometimes above it, sometimes below it, but until we enter balance, equilibrium. But each time it's more of that, less of that, because one rises, the other falls, and so on. Yes.
Sometimes during the Zohar, I hear that you're aiming us to think as a 10, that we are all, everybody studying is 1:10.
That too, of course, why not? All the Bnei Baruch in the world. You see, Nepal, Australia, Netherlands, French, Romania, Moscow, the screens always change. New York, look, the great group they are today, Latin America, whatever you want. Nuremberg, Elat, Perm, St. Petersburg. Look what we have on the screens. So of course we are a united virtual group. Look. And so on. We have to take everyone into consideration. We have to embrace everyone. Kamiel just joined.
It's
not the screens to receive everyone. It's not simple. It's not just the screens. It's also the technology behind it. Kiev, great group. But we need to think about everyone. Look, Baltia, they're starting to prepare the Congress in Latvia. That will happen after Georgia. And that's how we advance. So of course, look at these forces. Those are great forces, and these are people who are studying at a distance from us. They receive the connection, the power, only because we think of them and they would want to come close to us. You understand the kind of powers they represent? Special powers? I would say highly qualitative forces, because they overcome the distance. You come here, Mr. Neve. Yeah, what do you have? 5 minutes from home, you come. Wearing slippers, right? That's how it is. They, the people who drive, like in Moscow, an hour, sometimes two, until they come to the center. Those who never leave home, but they're on their own. So let's think of everyone. Together we're a great force, as we talked today about the 10. If we would connect all these forces that we have, you know how the world would have changed? Something else. We would have sentenced the world to a scale of merit. That's for sure. We understand the responsibility we have, the mission before us, and the result we can achieve. Especially
as we're moving towards those events that we will soon discover. Yes.
So what is the guideline? During the Zohar, we're 110, the entire world Kli?
Of course. But think about it, 3 or 10. It's like you're shooting and you're aiming through 2 points and then you're hitting the target with certainty. No, we're continuing to read. With intention as we discussed. 3.11.
And the land, the Vav, end of, and the land, which is a Ranpin, emanated the earth, the Nukva, to give her nourishments, to correct her, and to give her all the needs that she deserves. Nourishments mean abundance enough to sustain her and to correct her, the correction of her partsuf, so that she is face to face with him, and to give her all the needs that she deserves, meaning illumination of chokhmah. The vav of the and the land indicates that the Vav, Zeranpin, took the word et, the, which means the whole of the 22 letters from Aleph to Vav, and gave them to the earth, the Nukva. That is, that collective of the 22 letters that Zeranpin received from Bina, as it is written, the heaven, he gave them to the Nukva, earth. And the earth, Nukva, included them within her, as it is written, all the rivers go to the sea. This is why it is written, and the earth, that the earth collected everything into her, and the earth received them. The mochin that are implied in Aleph Tav, which the Ranpin, heaven, received from Bina, are called rivers, or streams. As it is written, he will drink from the brook, the stream, in the way. Therefore, he will lift up the head. That is, Zeranpin drinks from Yesod of Bina, called stream, the Mochin, and this is why he raises his head, meaning obtains gar. This is why these Mochin are called streams. It is written, all the rivers, Mochin, implied in Et Aleph Tav, go to the sea, to the Nukva. Since the Ranpin received them from the beginning, only to impart them upon the Nukva. As it is said that hay emanated heaven to give him life and root him, so he becomes a root for the Nukva and not for himself. This is why it is written, and the earth. He could have written, and the earth without the et, and the male would be implied in the vav, and the nukva in earth without the word the. This is why it was said that the earth gathered everything into her, and the earth received them, because the word et, the, indicates the whole of the mochin from Aleph to Tav. The words and the earth indicate that the earth collected into her and received within her all the mochin implied in et, Aleph Tav, meaning heaven and earth together. Also, the heaven implies heaven and earth together. The zone divided the chazeh, the great zone from chazeh and above, and the small zone from chazeh and below. Also, the core of Zeranpin is from chazeh and above, but from his chazeh and below, he is considered his nukva. Thus, zone from chazeh and above are both regarded as Zeranpin himself, and zone from chazeh and below are both considered nukva herself, where and the earth implies only the nukva, called earth. There are Zeranpin and Nukva in her, herself, which are called heaven and earth, the small zone from chazeh and below. Also, the heaven, which implies Zeranpin, heaven, has Zeranpin and Nukva in him, himself, which are called heaven and earth, the great zone from chazeh and above. 3.12. And the earth received and thee to be nourished by them. This is why there are male and female in them by necessity, for the vav of and the is male, because the arrival of the matter into reception is in the beatings of the male. The fortress of the smoke is in the land, which is the Nukva. When the blazing fire extends and awakens from the left line, it grips to the Nukva, and she billows smoke, as it is written, and Mount Sinai was all in smoke, because the Lord descended upon it in fire. This is fire, and that is smoke, meaning if that which descends from above is fire, the lower one who receives it becomes smoke. It is written, and the mountain smoking. When the fire comes down, the smoke and the fire grip one another, and everything is dominated by the left side. As it is written, my hand also founded the earth, and my right spreads out the heavens. My hand also is the left hand, which is fire and smoke, founded the earth is the Nukva. And my right spreads out the heavens, and the right hand, Chasadim, measured and made the heaven, Zeranpin, by the force of the right of above, Bina. It is so because the Ranpin, heaven, receives the Chasadim from Bina. The heaven, male, Zeranpin, were made similarly from the right of Bina, and Nukva was made from the left of Bina. This is why the Nukva cannot be without a male, as she is fire and smoke from the left side, and need the male's Chasadim. This is why she is regarded as male and female together in regard to and the earth. When the Nukva is without a male, every kind of punishment in the world extends from her, as she is fire and smoke from the left side, and her entire correction is to be connected as one with the male, who is the right. Then all the abundance of the worlds extends from her.
Now, we are trying to reach an intention inside the ten, each and every ten, a uniform, correct intention that's accepted by everyone. Each one adds to the friend something so that at the end of the round, we'll have a clear intention agreed on by everyone.
That our efforts
for the connection.
Our efforts towards connection will
we'll
get a response, I want to say, but maybe it's better if they don't get a response. Well, that our efforts towards connection will become a force that will push us.
That our efforts towards connection will become a force that will push us to strengthen even more our connection with the Creator.
Because within these efforts and the connection with the Creator, we can establish a new reality in which
We give contentment to the Creator
and include all of our friends in the entire world Kli who are with us, and together we will make the world kind of go to the scale of merit in order to bring him contentment.
Rav, did you reach a state where the intention is built throughout the round, or each one is speaking separately? So please, let's do another round. Build one intention.
Every intention should build. Every intent should build a single intention. It says. Our intention should be. Well, the most important is that we make efforts between us towards connection, and through these efforts for connection, light will shine upon us.
I don't know.
An intention that we will learn how to annul one before the other and to integrate.
This connection and this incorporation will make it, will be in order to discover between us that upper force and give it room to appear. Because that's his desire.
So that our efforts towards connection will give us, how did he say it, will give room, will enable the Creator to be revealed, and that it won't end in that, to, that it, this whole story will be renewed each time, so that it will constantly be possible to add.
None of this effort, there's room for this intention, that the efforts are not the intention, but what is clothed on them. How do we do it? How do we bestow it to one another?
Rav, which group can express its intention, which is agreed upon by the entire ten? Do we have any such? You guys? Okay.
Out of the responsibility we're building here towards one another in the ten, we'll build the responsibility because we're a serving vessel for this world, for this reality with all the created beings, so we will develop such responsibility for everyone.
Again, but just the sentence about the intention,
that using this vessel called responsibility, and we are responsible for each other, will develop responsibility for all of humanity.
This is what you're asking for, or what? I don't feel it in this sentence. Is that a request?
That's what we ask. The Creator will give us the responsibility.
Ah, okay. The Creator will give us responsibility to
be responsible for the rest of humanity.
To be responsible for the whole of humanity.
It's a great request, but...
No, it's excellent. Who else? Only one ten out of the 30 tens? Oh, okay. Yes?
No, Meyer.
Go ahead, quickly.
We're asking the Creator to help us to connect from a feeling of responsibility for the whole world, that the Zohar will connect the world clean and bring the corrected state, the end of correction, to the world.
Niv, can you repeat it with one sentence?
We ask from the Creator to give us the responsibility to connect the world to the corrected state.
Who else? What other ten? Gilad?
אנחנו רוצים להתחבר במרכז הסירייה.
We want to connect in the center of the ten together in order to reach a new perception of reality and by that to give him contentment.
All right. All in all, you agree with what they said? Okay, now we will read the Zohar and from those three intentions choose the one that you want. So we'll now read with an intention. Maybe we will choose the intention that everybody agrees most on. Which one is it? We are asking for a feeling of responsibility. We want to be responsible for the whole worldwide Bnei Baruch. Okay? All right, let's read now.
33:13. Raise your eyes on high. Bina is called on high because the matters ascended up to Bina in a way that there is no question there. A question means raising man for a zivug, a coupling, like asking for the rains. It begins with Bina because she is considered known, but above her, in Chokhmah,
It is not known. Mini Chokma was perfected from Keter, who is called Ein, nothing, null. This is why she is not poised for a question like him, who is hidden and deep, and there is no one to perceive and attain him. This Mochin extend from the Zivug over Malchut of Miftacha, corrected in Bina, in her Zat, who are called Yeshut. For this reason, from there begins the question, the raising of man for a zivug. At that time, the yod comes out of the avir, the air, leaving O, light. But above her, in Abba Ve'ima, called Chochma, who are gar, like the Keter, there is no question, because they are corrected in Malchut the Manula, on whom there is no zivug. This is why they are considered not known, like Keter of Ari Chanpin, who is called Ein, from whom Abba Ve'ima receive. Also, he is pure air, because the Yod does not depart from the avir, their air. The reason why Keter of Ari Chanpin is called Ein is because he is attached to Rosh of Atik. There are three Roshim, plural of Rosh, one above the other and one inside the other. One above the other is Rosh of Atik. One inside the other is Chochmas Tima'a of Ari Chanpin inside his Keter. Thus, there are three Roshim, one below the other. The first Rosh is Rosh of Atik. The second Rosh is Keter of Ari Chanpin, called Ein. The middle between Rosh of Atik and Chochmas Tima'a. And the third Rosh is Chochmas Tima'a of Ari Chanpin, called simply Ari Chanpin. Since the deep light, Bina, expanded, as it is written, and very deep, who will find it? Her light is poised for a question, because it is known, although she is still hidden more than all the lower ones from her and below. She is called Mi. Who? After the question, as it is written, who has created these?
All right. Let's read some more.
314. It is written, out of whose abdomen came forth the ice?
We're continuing the intention. We want to be responsible for the whole worldwide neighborhood, so that they will give us, we want to be given the force.
314. Out of whose, as it is written, out of whose abdomen came forth the ice? Out of whose, me, which is Bina, who is poised for a question. It comes out and is made in Malchut out of the upper one, out of Bina. The congealed sea comes out of the upper one, as it is written, out of whose abdomen came forth the ice. It refers to Zat of Bina, Yeshut, called Mi, who, when they impart Chokhmah without Chasadim, which is the point of Shuruk. Because of the absence of Chasadim, the lower ones congeal and freeze. Hence, although the letters Ele have already risen up to Bina, because the abundance is frozen, they do not join there to disclose the Elohim in Bina, and she is still called Mi, who. However, once the Chasadim come out and close the Chokhmah, the letters Mi, who, join the letters Ele, these, and the name Elohim is completed, and she is no longer called Mi. It is written, out of whose abdomen came forth the ice, indicating that only when she imparts Chokhmah without Chasadim, in regard to the point of Shuruk, she is called Mi. And not during the wholeness, when she receives the point of Chirik, and the Chochmah clothes in Chasadim, since then she is called Elohim, and not me. And we should not ask what is above and what is below. Rather, we should seek the place where they come out to know, since three points are discerned in the exit of the mochin from Bina: cholam, shuruk, chirik. There is no question in the points cholam and chirik, for it is forbidden to raise man in them to extend chokhmah, but only the point of shuruk, which is the place of the exit of chokhmah. And we should not ask what is above at the point of cholam, and what is below at the point of chirik. Rather, we should seek the place where they come out, the point of shuruk. For then, Bina is in Rosh of Arechanpin and imparts chokhmah, and it is discerned as the place of the exit of chokhmah. This does not mean, and not to know it, since they can't. And this does not mean to extend chokhmah at the point of shuruk, since they cannot extend it, for everything is congealed and becomes ice. But then it is poised for a question, and not to know it. Then, at the point of shuruk, is the time for raising man and for asking about the illumination of chokhmah. But at that time, it is impossible to receive anything because of the freezing. Rather, afterwards, at the point of chirik, when chokhmah is clothed in chasadim of chirik, it is the time for receiving illumination of chokhmah. Thus, the time of the question is at the point of shuruk, and the time of reception is at the point of chirik.
Where are the ushers? What do we have next? Yes.
Jürgen from Germany is asking, is it going to be beneficial to use special excerpts from the Zohar in the upcoming Congress in Germany?
Where? When? In what incident? What case? I don't know. You should talk between you and decide. Then we need to check. I'm not related to that. I am only related to the lessons. All the rest, the preparations of the friends, the cultural evenings there. They decide and they do it whichever way they decide. In any case, the Zohar is a great force, but it depends on where we're drawn to it. All right, what happens to us next? Yes, you can ask about the Congress. What?
A few friends from the UK considering contemplating not coming.
They're afraid or they don't want to come?
Not to come.
Well, they were thinking about coming, now they're deliberating.
Yes, there's a bit of conflict.
What kind of conflict do they have?
In the eyes of the world, UK is not part of Europe.
In the eyes of the world, the UK is not considered as anything. So what?
So what is the opinion of Nebo?
I don't get that. And if it was the La Manche canal was, let's say, as far away as Brazil or Mexico, then they wouldn't come, or they would come.
Yeah, I guess it's the same distance from Scotland, from a few places where they are. It's the same distance to Germany.
Well, so what's the problem?
I also don't understand the calculation.
Well, their calculation is simple. They want to, if they want to stay at home, let them stay at home. We don't need them. If they want to stay, let them stay. It's their business. That's it. They themselves decide. The person decides by himself what's going to happen to him. That's it. Both personally and also collectively, on global scale, these things are now becoming more connected, and these two things become one. I'm not inviting specially people from any particular place. Let them decide. Really. I can't talk about it anymore. It's becoming already some coercion. Let them not come. I'll tell you, there is a limit to how much you can carry people if they don't understand as a result of our study, if they are studying with us. If they are, I don't even understand what kind of question can wake up here. If they're not in the study, then let them not come. If they think that I'm ever going to have a congress in England, I'm going to check according to the map of Europe what places people are coming from and where they're not coming. And those places that people are coming from, I'll come there. And places where people are not coming from, I'm not going to go there. You see? This is how it's going to be. So, let them calculate now. Everything is in their hands. Anyone else with respect to the Congress? Yes?
Two new friends are coming from Poland to the Germany Congress. One of them is totally new. And the question is, such friends who are very new, how can they be incorporated in the full intensity of the Congress?
They can integrate with the full power of the Congress. We saw it in previous Congresses also, especially in Kazakhstan. In a really, really, in a very good way. He is coming without any previous conceptions. This Congress is a Congress of connection. If one is joined to it internally, if it works on him, affects him, if he nullifies a little bit towards the others, he can come out with a great gain, just like everyone, no less. Again, what we study in our mind and what you have become so clever with and philosophizing with, it's worth nothing. That doesn't stay. It just stays here in the box until it rots following your death. And that's it. None of this stays. What stays is only as much as you advance towards connection. That is the achievement that remains out of our life. And it doesn't exist in any bodily form. It remains in a spiritual attainment which is above this tissue. Therefore, everyone can come, even one who is completely brand new, and can acquire these spiritual qualities. It all depends on his annulment towards the others. Maybe precisely because he's new, it will be easier for him to annul himself. Anyone else? Okay. Starting tomorrow, with God's help, we're going to begin studying towards the Congress. Are you listening? You're listening. Good. Well, we'll see how you're going to put the lessons together. We don't need a lot. Rather, every morning, let's have one lesson, especially tomorrow, which is a free day for everyone. We need to do that. That's it. So, Asher?
אם תחנה עליי מחנה, לא יירא ליבי, לא יירא ליבי, לא יירא ליבי. אם תקום עליי מלחמה, אוי מלחמה, אם תקום עליי מלחמה, אוי מלחמה. בזאת אני פותח, בזאת אני פותח, בזאת אני פותח, בזאת אני פותח, בזאת אני פותח.